They're loud, they're kind of creepy looking, and they're emerging across parts of the United States. You may have seen or heard the cicadas. Periodical cicada, this brood is crawling out of the ground, first time in 17 years. And joining us now to talk about cicadas is Dr. David Stettler from Ohio State University. Doctor, thanks for taking some time and talking to us here on Prime.
Good to be here.
So this particular brood, it's not over the entire United States. Give us an idea what region we're talking about.
Brood 10, we actually use Roman numerals for these, and a lot of people think brood X means something weird about it, but the reality is it's brood 10. And brood 10 is the biggest part of the emergence is the western half of Ohio, all of Indiana, the eastern border states of Illinois, and a little bit of northern Kentucky. There's a second part of the brood, which is down in the far eastern Tennessee, northern Georgia, and western North Carolina. And then the second large area is southeastern Pennsylvania, northern Maryland, and Delaware.
And weather plays a big role on whenever they crawl out of the ground. You all there in Ohio have just gone through a nice warm streak. Tell us about how weather impacts the timing of it all.
Well, it was kind of interesting. We were scheduled to have them coming out at the 1st of May. We were having nice warm weather, and then all of a sudden we got that long, prolonged cold snap. And that pretty well delayed them for about 2 weeks. And so they've just started emerging this last weekend. They were going gangbusters today, but we had a cold front come through, and that cold front has definitely slowed them down. I was out this afternoon, and they seem to be having a hard time moving around after the rain came through and cooled it down.
This may be maybe the most common question you get about cicadas. Do they bite? Do they sting? And what about our gardens? Will they impact that?
Well, they're absolutely harmless. I actually went out and I brought some in. They make pretty nice little squeaky toys. The males will give their little alarm call if you pick them up, and cats love to play with them. But they're absolutely harmless. The only thing that they would harm would be the roots of trees and shrubs as a nymph. As adults, they do suck a little juice, mainly to get water and a little bit of sugar out of the tree branches and things like that. But the only damage that's actually done is by the female when she lays her eggs. She lays her eggs in small pencil-sized branches, and that will often kill that branch and cause what we call flagging, which is just that branch turns brown on the tip of the tree.
Okay, so what if you let your dog out in the backyard, you got cicadas everywhere, the dog starts eating a few, you got to take it to the vet or we're good?
Oh, no, we get that call all the time. You know, Fido's been outside, yeah. He came in with a bloated stomach and they chuck them up all over the carpet and these ground up cicadas are pretty upsetting, but they are absolutely harmless. They're actually very good food. I know of a bunch of entomologists right now that are going out and collecting them at nighttime and are going to have an event here this next week of roasting them and offering them up to people.
We've heard of fish fries. How about a cicada fry, right? Oh, I don't know about that. Dr. David Stettler, thank you so much from Ohio State University for joining us tonight.
Sure. Glad to be here.